भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Ready from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 30, The Gopis Search for Krishna, text number 35. And more, we'll probably read today.
Ityevam dasayantyastas
Cherurgopyo vichetasaha
Yam gopi manayat krishno
Vihayanyaha
striyobane
It's anayat. He's missed out an A between the N and the Y. So it's anayat krishno.
Ityevam dasayantyastas
Cherurgopyo vichetasaha
Yam gopi manayat krishno
Vihayanyaha striyobane
Ityevam dasayantyastas
Cherurgopyo vichetasaha
Yam gopi manayat krishno
Vihayanyaha striyobane
Ityevam dasayantyastas
Cherurgopyo
vichetasaha
Yam gopi manayat
krishno
Vihayanyaha
sriyomane
Ityevam dasayantyastas
Cherurgopyo vichetasaha
Yam gopi manayat krishna
Vihayanyaha
striyobane
Ityevam dasayantyastas
Cherurgopyo vichetasaha
Yam gopi manayat krishna
Vihayanyaha
striyobane
Ityevam dasayantyastas
Cherurgopyo
vichetasaha
Yam gopi manayat krishna
Vihayanyaha
striyobane
Sachamene tadatmanam varishtam sarvayoshitam hitva gopi kamayana mamasso bhajate priyaha
iti
thus
evam
in this manner
dasayantyaha
showing
taha
they
cheru
wandered
gopyaha
The gopis
Vijayata Saha
completely bewildered.
Yam
which
gopim
gopi
anayat
he took
Krishnaha
Lord Krishna
vihaya
abandoning
anyaha
the other
striyaha
women
vane
in the forest
sa
she
cha
also
mene
fought
tada
then
atmanam
herself
varishtam
the best
sarava
of all
yoshitam
women
hitva
rejecting
gopihi
the gopis
kamayanaha
who are impelled by lusty desire
mam
me
aso
he
bhajate
is accepting
priyaha
the beloved. As the gopis wandered about, their minds completely bewildered, they pointed out various signs of Krishna's pastimes. The particular gopi whom Krishna had led into a secluded forest, when he had abandoned all the other young girls, began to think herself the best of women. My beloved has rejected all the other gopis, she thought. Even though they are driven by Cupid himself, he has chosen to reciprocate with me alone. Purport. Previously, all the gopis had become proud of their association with Krishna and then suddenly lost his association. Only Radharani remained with him. Now, she has also become proud of that association and will suffer a similar fate. The Lord arranges all this to reveal the gopis' unparalleled devotion for him, a devotion whose intensity fully manifests in moments of separation. Gatva vano desham dripta keshavam abravit na parayam na parayeham chalitum nayamam yatrate manaha. As the two lovers passed through one part of the Vrindavan forest, the special gopi began feeling proud of herself. She told Lord Keshava, I cannot walk any further. Please carry me wherever you want to go.
Evam ukta priyamaha skanda aruyatam iti tatas chantardade krishna savadhur andatapyata.
Thus addressed, Lord Krishna replied, just climb on my shoulder. But as soon as he said this, he disappeared. His beloved consort then immediately felt great remorse. Purport. Srimati Radharani was exhibiting the pride of a beautiful girl who has brought her boyfriend under control. Thus she told Krishna, please carry me wherever you want to go. I can't walk anymore. Sri Krishna now disappears from her sight, intensifying her ecstatic love more and more.
Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmaye Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadatti Svapadantikam Mukkam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Lankayate Kirim Yat Kripata Mahambande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam.
This sequence of events is is it prequel? Is it the right word to say that? Prequel, as opposed to sequel. It precedes the rasa dance, wherein Krishna and the gopis come together to fully relish their association with each other. Where Krishna relishes the lila, the pastime of associating with his internal potency manifest in the form of the gopis, Srimati Radharani being the topmost of the gopis. So the gopis have seen that Radharani has been favoured by Krishna, and so they become a little angry, actually, a little jealous. Sometimes Radharani becomes jealous if Krishna shows too much affection to other girls. This is a symptom of separation, love in separation. Right? When the lover is separated from the beloved, then there are different moods or emotions, there are different feelings experienced, which heighten the relationship. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that in order for the sambhoga, or in order for there to be the complete enjoyment of the relationship of the rasa, which will be manifest, demonstrated in the rasa dance, that complete enjoyment can't be fully relished without there being the feelings of separation first. Right? Initially there's some attraction. This is the first item of vipralamba, or love in separation from Krishna, is manifest in attraction. Right? So the young boy sees the young girl and he thinks, oh, she looks very nice. Or the young girl sees the young boy and she thinks, oh, he looks attractive. Right? So this is one mood. Then when she sees, oh, he's talking to another girl, oh, that's not very nice. Right? So this is love in separation. Then there's separation after having, because in that situation they haven't met. But then there's a separation after having met. It's another type of separation. So Krishna and the gopis have come together, they've met, and they've enjoyed and relished that association. But in order to fully appreciate that, the loving affairs, the experts in rasa say, and they've analysed the relationships, the dealings, and that relish, if you like, that taste or that rasa, is not fully appreciated until there's been meeting and then separation. Then when they come together again, there's the feeling of, oh, I've lost my beloved, but now I've found him or her again. In this case, Krishna's thinking. Krishna is actually, it's Lila Mayi. It's the Lila Shakti of Krishna that's arranging all of these things, because it's very interesting. Radharani is always thinking in a mood of wanting to serve Krishna. And so it's not mentioned here, but Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur mentions that actually Lila Mayi, the Lila Shakti, arranges the situation so that Krishna ignores Radharani's service attitude. Because Radharani, in thinking, oh, let you carry me to some place in the forest, she is thinking, Krishna hasn't had any rest tonight. And it wouldn't be good if he didn't get any sleep, so he should have some rest. Yeah. So therefore, she's saying to Krishna, please carry me wherever you want, so we can have some rest. But she's thinking in terms of, for Krishna's, he should have some rest. But Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains that Krishna, the Lila Shakti, covers Krishna so that he doesn't realize that actually Radharani, he takes it that Radharani is becoming puffed up. And in one sense she is, because she's thinking, oh, now I'm alone with Krishna. I am the most fortunate. I am the best. Even though Krishna has been attracted by all of the other girls, driven by their desire to want to associate with Krishna, so they're very attractive and very beautiful, but he's given them up. Hitva, gopi, kamayana. Hitva means to give up. Right? Hitva. Krishna's given them up, but he's accepted me. Where is it? Yes. Yam gopim anayat Krishna. Vihayanya striyovane. Krishna has given up the other gopis, but he's accepted me. So Radharani is feeling herself the most fortunate. Unfortunately, she's getting a little proud as a result of that. Still, she was thinking how to serve Krishna. So she was thinking, Krishna, please carry me to a place in the forest where we can take rest. But the Lila Shakti, in order to enhance the dealings between Radha and Krishna, the Lila Shakti has inspired Krishna to then just disappear, to teach Radharani a lesson. And of course also to heighten the loving exchanges, because Krishna gets great pleasure out of seeing the gopis' distress in feeling separation from him. Right? So in fact they chastise Krishna in their prayers and offerings. They chastise Krishna. You are hiding in the bushes, glancing at us in our distress, and this is your pleasure. What kind of a lover are you? So in order to, and of course as is mentioned right in the beginning of this chapter, or at the end of the previous chapter I think, it's mentioned that these pastimes are meant to demonstrate the superlative nature of the bhakti or the devotion of the gopis, and especially of Srimati Radharani. Because when Krishna disappears, then the gopis reveal the true nature of their love and affection for Krishna, and the depth of their Krishna consciousness, basically. Even when they're separated from Krishna, they can't stop thinking about Krishna. In fact, actually, when they're separated from Krishna, it appears that they become more deeply absorbed in Krishna. Right? Interesting. When Krishna's gone, then they become more Krishna conscious. They become deeper and deeper. They become absorbed more and more and more in thoughts of Krishna. And so in that way, actually, it's described how they never ever separated from Krishna. Krishna is And at the end of this chapter, it's interesting in the Krishna book, it describes how they go into the forest, and then in the depths of the forest, in the darkest depths of the forest, they simply sit and remember Krishna. And in the end of the chapter, Prabhupada says they just chanted Hare Krishna. So the end of the chapter is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in the depths of their separation, then what do they do? All they can do is remember Krishna. And in that way, actually, they're still associating with Krishna. To illustrate or to demonstrate and just demonstrate the same mood that was shown by Lord Chaitanya, that service in separation is in fact the highest form of meditation. And leads to the greatest of meditations on Krishna. Deepest meditation. So, in order to facilitate that pastime, Radharani is exhibiting the pride of a beautiful girl who's brought her lover under control. And she's just about to lean back on him, and then all of a sudden, he just disappears. This shows Krishna's renunciation. Right? Vairagya. One of the different opulences of Bhagavan. Who could, what, which male could abandon the association of young girls in the forest? Very, very difficult to do. But Krishna easily can, because he's Bhagavan, which means he's full in all opulence. No fault in Krishna. No imperfection in Krishna. Bhagavan means complete. Full of knowledge, full of strength, full of fame, full of wealth, full of renunciation. So he's complete, perfect. Om Purnam Ada Purnam Idam Purnat Purnam Udachate. He's complete and perfect. In and of himself. And so therefore, manifesting that vairagya or renunciation, he's able to then just disappear. Of course, actually, it's to further enhance the demonstration of his perfect and complete pastimes. Krishna is, as Gangaswara Prabhu was explaining yesterday, Krishna is Atmarama. See, he's self-satisfied. So it may be said that, well, if Krishna is self-satisfied, why does he need to associate with Srimati Radharani? That indicates that he may be incomplete. But actually, Srimati Radharani is an expansion of his energy. She's part of his completeness. In order to demonstrate the topmost level of perfection and to experience the highest degree of love and affection, he has expanded himself as the internal pleasure-giving potency and enjoys even more with as it's described by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the prema or the love and affection that is manifest when Srimati Radharani and he associate, or choose not to associate in this particular situation, to heighten that love and affection. Because these are very difficult, these are difficult pastimes for people to relish, because people Foolish people think Krishna is just like them. Right? Avajananti mam mudha. Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita. Avajananti mam mudha. Those who are ignorant, foolish. Manushim tananasritaha. They think I have taken shelter of a human form just because Krishna's pastimes appear like those of the human beings. Doesn't mean that he's just an ordinary person. There is no fault or imperfection in Krishna's pastimes. There's no cheating, although it appears to be cheating. But he's not cheating on a mundane level. He doesn't have imperfect senses. He doesn't make mistakes. He's the Supreme Bhagavan without fault. So, Krishna is arranging the... Actually, Krishna's Lila Shakti is arranging these pastimes, manifesting these pastimes, or coordinating these pastimes. So now Krishna is going to teach everybody a lesson by arranging the circumstances so that the love, the pure love and affection that the gopis, especially Srimati Radharani, have for Krishna will be demonstrated by this separation. Separation after meeting is the most acute form of separation. Right? Most acute form of separation. And will be only extinguished when they come again together for the rasa dance. Let's explain in the Nectar Devotion. There are three types of this vipra lamba. Upon glancing and seeing and then being attracted, and then seeing the object of attraction or affection of love associating with somebody else, then there's a bit of jealousy, and then there's the separation after having met, coming together but then being separated. There's heightens. They're then again coming together, the sambhoga. So that the rasa dance is that sambhoga, complete enjoyment and fulfillment of desire, which is now being heightened by Krishna through this pastime of initially being separated from the gopis. They're manifesting some pride. And so then Krishna's disappearing to then show us the topmost love and affection of Srimati Radharani and the gopis. Does anyone have any comments or questions on any of these points? Pretty straightforward. Okay. Gunjarat Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.